is Marlena for the week of April 10th. Music by AndreLewis.com. Hi, I'm Marlena, and you're listening to the Marlena Program, heard weekly at this time on ACB Radio Mainstream. For the next 2 hours, give or take, we'll be taking your phone calls at 866-666-7926. Love to hear your thoughts, your comments, your ideas, your suggestions, your opinions, whatever. Why don't you come on in, get comfy, spend some time with me, and give me a call, huh? Right here on Marlena.
A vision with pride and dignity, looking toward a brighter future where there's true equality. Optimistic and determined to direct our destiny. Come and join us, change the world with ACB.
Come and join us, change the world at ACB. And as you're doing that, come and join us in Jacksonville, Florida. That's what we're going to talk about tonight in our first hour with our guest, Carla Rusheville, who is the chair of the ACB Convention Committee. And before we bring Carla in and kind of get her into the Cozy Marlena Program living room, let me just remind folks that if you're listening to this program at any time other than 9 to 10 Eastern or 6 to 7 Pacific on a North American Sunday night, or 1 to 2 on a very early Monday morning UTC, you're listening to a replay. And what we want you to do is put your feet up and just enjoy. Well, I'm really looking forward to this program tonight, and I know that we're going to have a lot of phone calls, so I'm going to cut my usual beginning banter short and bring Carla Rusheville on in. Good evening, Carla.
Hi, Marlena. How are you doing?
Well, I'm just doing great. How are you?
Well, all right.
You've been working really hard on this convention.
Well, this is the time of year that it's we all get into the planning mode and getting the registration together, pre-registration and the programs and all of the ACB affiliates and other groups and companies and people that do things at the ACB convention start getting it all together now.
Yeah.
It has to be done about minimum of 3 months out in order to make it happen.
You know, before we get into talking about the actual specifics of the convention, can you give us an idea how many people serve on your committee, just sort of approximately?
On the committee itself, I can run down the committee for you if you'd like.
Sure, that'd be great.
Mike Smitherman is doing exhibits, as he has done since 2001. And that's kind of his bailiwick, and he does a great job. He loves exhibits, and I think all the exhibitors really like him, so they get along great. Pam Shaw is doing the information desk again, and she's been in that position since 2002, I believe. Then we have one new person on the committee this year, and that's Brenda Dillon. And Brenda is working with advertising and the new sponsorship program. Marjorie Beeman is doing volunteers and accessibility, and I don't think we're going to count the number of years Marjorie's been doing
that. I know. She is an icon. Well, you're not so bad yourself, my dear, but anyway.
Well, but I took a break. Marjorie didn't take a break.
See, I took a break, too, and we both came back with new names. We won't.
Yeah, that's the truth.
We won't go there.
And then, of course, we always have a local host committee representative to the committee, and the host committee this year is just really great. Linda Jacobson was chairing that committee and has had to step down for a bit because of her mother being very seriously ill, but Linda was doing a great job. There's some other people in Jacksonville who are just fantastic to work with, Barbara Brown and Dan O'Connor, and Mike Taylor. They're just doing a great job, and there's others that I I don't intend to miss anyone, but those three are taking the lead in helping out, and we just are so appreciative of everything they are doing. And I don't know, why am I having a senior moment here? This is terrible.
Well, whenever someone puts you on the spot and you start going down a list of things, inevitably somebody gets inadvertently left off list.
Of course, Sharon Lovering will be doing her usual great job in the communication center with the convention newspaper again. And, you know, people, I think, sometimes think that just appears.
Oh,
that
boy.
That convention newspaper is a huge job.
Oh, let me tell you, I have worked in the communications center over several years, and although I didn't do it last year, but, I mean, you're up until sometimes 2 and 3 in the morning just ripping, you know, the little, what do they call that? Bursting. The little, and I mean, you just get loopy by the, you know, but it's like everybody in that whole effort just wants to get the newspaper ready and get it out to folks, so.
Right. And we'll be doing it again this year in Braille, large print, and on cassette. So, that will be good. Hopefully everybody will be able to read a newspaper in a format that will be useful to them. And then, of course, I think you've already had Burl Colley.
Yes, Burl was on a couple of weeks ago. Yep.
Yeah, Burl just does a great job. And Rhonda Trott assists him. She has worked with Tours last year and is going to be helping out again this year. And there's so many other people that do a lot of things. You know, Mike Duke and Jay Doudna. Those aren't official committee people, but they are just an integral part of the convention. The registration people, again, not officially on the committee, but they play such a huge role. I mean, there's no way to say that they are not part of this convention, because they are.
And what many of our listeners who listen to the Gavel to Gavel coverage may not know, and I'm so glad that you mentioned Mike Duke and Jay Doudna, because what many of our listeners may not know is that they are the sound guys who hook up to ACB Radio. And, I mean, Mike runs around and Jay runs around and, you know, 7 o'clock in the morning, long before the sessions have started, and they're really working hard and doing sound checks and trying to make sure that we're all okay. And so huge heaps of ACB Radio thanks goes out to everyone who works on the convention, but especially those two sound guys. So.
Well, there are so many people that work on the convention that put it together, and it, actually the convention is just about a year-round task, in that as soon as one is complete, we start looking toward the next one. Now, there might not be a lot to do or a lot that happens in the first couple of months, you know, August and September, but by the time October is coming around, we're starting to think of, oh, let's see, we have to begin talking about, electricity to the exhibit booths, or the draping and, you know, the decorator, and we have to start talking about all those things where we're going to be pulling in people from outside and, of course, organizing the host committee. So it becomes a year-round thing. You're looking at this year coming up, you're wrapping up the previous year, and it's just an ongoing cycle.
It's an amazing job to prepare.
And it's fun.
Yeah.
It's really fun.
Yeah. I can always tell you always seem like you're, I saw you last year resolving a couple of things. I knew not what you were resolving, but I knew that you were. And
you think I knew what I was resolving?
Well, you acted like you did.
I took
great confidence from you, you know. But she's at the poker tournament, my friends, and she's still resolving problems while she's winning at the poker tournament. I could have smacked her. But anyway,
somebody got real upset with me for that one.
I was like, how could she stay so organized? Oh, well, when I grow up, Carla, I want to be you.
Oh, yeah, right.
Let's talk about what's in store for us. Tell us a little bit about the hotel, and then in just a bit we will open the lines. But let's give Carla an opportunity to tell us some of the reasons why should we want to go to a convention. What's the hotel like? What are we going to find? And
well, you're not going to do as much walking this year.
I'm there. Okay, good.
In the past few years. That doesn't mean that you should not come prepared to take a great number of steps. But the hotel is and the convention areas are much, much more compact than they have been in recent years. In 2003 and 2004, we were in convention centers. And so that meant that there were basically two areas, two different structures to learn, and also to traverse every day, just along a lot of steps to get somewhere. And last year in Las Vegas, we were all under one roof, but just by nature of the casino and the amount of square footage in that meeting space and the fact that it was all mostly on one floor, you had a lot of steps to take. You can't put, 46,000 square foot ballrooms side by side and not have a lot of space to cover.
Yeah.
So, this year the hotel is much more compact. The meeting space is stacked. And what we mean by that is that the ballroom and registration areas, basically those are the two things that you're going to find in information desk type things, are going to be on the second floor of the meeting area, and then exhibits and breakouts are on the third floor, and a number of the hospitality areas are on the fourth floor. Now, you still are going to have, you know, some ways to walk in a couple of cases, simply because if you have 25 meeting rooms, they take up some space. You know, that's just the logistics of the thing. But on the third floor, the exhibit area is in the pavilion, and it is actually in the center of a meeting space, has a hallway that goes all the way around the outside, and you will find meeting rooms down the left, and as you're facing the exhibit hall, you'll find meeting rooms down the left and right side. There are also some other meeting rooms, but those will be rooms that we will make a special effort to put a lot of meetings into that space, simply because it's going to be so convenient for everybody.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, and the restaurants are on the first floor of the hotel. There's the typical hotel kind of, you know, restaurant that's open in the morning for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. There's the bar. And then there's also another restaurant that actually isn't part of the hotel but connects to one end of the lobby. That restaurant is a very expensive restaurant in the evening, but at lunchtime, I'm going to tell you, Marlena, they have the best meatloaf and chicken. They have wonderful lunches, and they are hefty lunches, and they're very reasonably priced. So I think people are going to really enjoy that. There's another unique thing about Jacksonville, and you may have heard about this. I've written about it in the Braille Forum a little bit, and I think that others have also talked about it. When you go out of the hotel, well, the hotel sits on the St. John's River. And so when you go out of the hotel, you can go down and cross the street. It's a four-way, kind of like a four-way. You cross one way, then cross another. So actually, it wouldn't be four-way. It'd be the one street comes in. And so it's kind of like a T. But you cross the street there, and when you get on the other side, you are on a brick river walk. And you can walk down this walk with no streets to cross, no parking lots. There's a rail along the left side, because obviously they don't want anybody going off into the river.
That would not be good.
Yeah, not good. On the right side along the walk are benches where you can walk out along here at night and sit and enjoy the breeze. There's always a breeze on that river. And after about a block and a half, you come to an entertainment area called The Landing. And The Landing always has music going outdoors, and they have outdoor seating at restaurants as well as indoor seating, and there's some shopping, and there's just all kinds of places to eat. There's a food court. You can find everything from something very inexpensive in the food court up to a very expensive restaurant. So there's lots of choices there. I went to one called the American Cafe, I think it was called, and there was I could see myself going there
four
or five nights just because of good stuff. And I'm going to tell you, I had ribs at that restaurant.
Yeah, that's a chain. I've been to the American Cafe. That is delicious.
Yes, yeah. Finger-licking good ribs, let me tell you.
and coming from somebody down south, that is a good endorsement. are we going to have the ACB Cafe this year?
We're working on that, and yes, our plan is to definitely have a cafe. There's just not enough food outlets in the hotel to really accommodate our breakfast and lunch crowd. And we would like, obviously, to have people moving into the meeting area, for example, in the morning before, you know, so they get into session on time. And ACB Cafe helps that happen, as well as helps take pressure off the restaurants.
Yeah. Well, the lines are open and we have a call. Should we bring in our first caller?
Sure.
All right. Hello there. You're with Carla and Marlena. Who's this?
Hello, Marlena. Hello, Carla. This is Chrissy in London.
Hi, Chrissy.
Hello.
How are you doing?
Nice to hear you, Carla. I am coming to convention this year and I shall be dealing with ACB Radio.
Well, that sounds good.
I'm looking forward to it indeed, I must say. Haven't been to any of the conventions before. Of course, Dave Williams did it last year. But with the help of Marlena, the two of us will send the words of the convention worldwide.
Chrissy, you're going to have a great time.
I'm sure I am, actually.
Too much fun.
You will. You won't want to go back to the UK. You'll want to stay right here.
Stay here and wait for next year to happen.
That's right. And for anyone who hasn't been to an ACB convention, that's a great point because it really, people feel very at home and very, it can be very overwhelming, but ACB really takes steps to make everyone feel comfortable because that's who we are. That's how this organization is. And we have our first timer sessions. Is that right, Carla? I think Sunday night, Carla. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. 5 o'clock on Saturday and then a repeat at 4 o'clock on Sunday afternoons. And that's a real good thing for people coming for the first time because it's relatively informal and you can come in and ask questions and just find out, you know, it can be almost overwhelming in the beginning because it's like a gigantic buffet, isn't it, Marlena?
Yeah.
There's so much to pick, you can't do it all.
Yeah.
So how do you decide? Usually come?
How many people
actually stay at the hotel for the convention usually, roughly?
Oh, at the hotel?
Mm-hmm.
Gosh. Well, last year we used almost 900 rooms on our peak night, and in a lot of those rooms there's, you know, two and three and four people, whatever.
Yeah. Mm.
And now this year, you know, that was Las Vegas, and Las Vegas is always like the biggest, you know, or close to it. There's other conventions that typically are large, like Chicago, and Louisville was large in 2000. An average convention, we will use, you know, 750, 800 rooms on a peak night. And that's kind of what we look for, too, people often ask me, what do you look for when you're looking for rooms at a hotel? And that's what we look for. When you talk about how many rooms or how many people are at the hotel at any given time, that varies. And so at the beginning of the convention, you will have people start to come in a significant number the Thursday before the convention.
Mm-hmm.
They come then because there's a tour on Friday. There's always a pre-convention tour on Friday. And then the number swells and just continues to grow until our peaks. We used to have one peak night. Now we have three. And that's Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday.
Are they for specific reasons, you know, the peak night?
Well, yes, because any convention in the middle of the convention has most of its people there.
Mm-hmm.
The reason being, in our case, that that's when everything is happening, Sunday through Wednesday this year. That will extend to Thursday because exhibits are going to run until 1 p.m. on Thursday afternoon this year.
Oh, that's good. Oh, that's good.
Oh, yes, it gives us more time to spend our money.
That's right, the money we don't have, yes.
I don't think I want to know about spending money.
And the credit cards all are totally worn out when we get home.
That's right.
Yes, they're much thinner.
Well, Chrissy, I know you're going to have a great time, and we'll all make sure of it, and you'll have no choice.
Chrissy, we do three things at conventions.
Mm-hmm.
People typically do three things. There's one thing they don't do much of. They eat, and they meet, and they party, and they don't get much. So sleeping is not allowed.
What can I say? But I am looking forward to meeting you there. I'm looking forward to meeting a lot of people I've talked to. It's going to be great, and I'm going to have an absolute ball. When I first heard about it, I'm frightened to death of this, and then I suddenly thought, "Don't be silly. It's great. Enjoy it." And
yeah.
That's exactly
you're
what I prepared to do.
Yeah, and wait till you meet the sound guys. They'll put you right at ease. They're just wonderful. They're
that's
great.
The truth.
Well, I really look forward to it, and thanks ever so much for sorting it all out.
All right. Talk to you soon.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
866-666-7926 is the number to call to reach Carla Rushville, and we have another call. Hi there. You're with Carla and Marlena. Who's this?
Hi, this is Butch Arnold.
Hey, Butch Arnold.
Okay.
How are you?
Okay. How's Carla doing?
Just fine.
Good.
Thanks for all the good communication and the good information you've been sending my way. It's great.
Well, my board wants to know how many other affiliates have gotten their programs in by now.
you want to know how unique you are, right?
For folks who don't know who Butch Arnold is, Butch is the president of the ACB affiliate BFLAG, Blind Friends of Lesbians and Gays. And Butch, we got to get you on the show again this year.
No problem.
Wanna
we got
hear...
five members out of the show last year.
Well, there you go. Drop me a note. I'll get you in the schedule.
Okay.
Well, Butch, I want to tell you, you've got some good company.
Good.
Guide Dog Users has gotten a lot. They're just about complete on their program now, and FIA is right in there, and several others. I mean, I can't say how wonderful it is this year with all of the affiliates. Everybody is really doing a great job, and even those that are having a little tough time are really making that effort to get it finished, and you all have made that aspect of the convention easy for me this year. And I really appreciate it.
It's a two-way street, and you've been communicating with us a lot better this year than the communication we had in the past.
Well,
and I think the convention will show
that. That's the whole idea.
Yes.
And we want to keep it that way.
Yeah. Well, now, when can people start looking for registrations to come out or to register online?
Now
when
he's going to
do it.
Take
all this stuff and get it together,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, well, we're getting these questions, and we want to try to outdo the numbers we had in Las Vegas last year.
Sure. But I would say that probably a good goal, our goal for getting the pre-registration into the mail is May 10. And you know, the convention is a week later.
Right.
It's July 8th instead of starting July 1st. And so if it goes in the mail May 10, that is actually 2 months out from the convention.
That'll be a
and,
first,
and that's
won't
it? Our goal. And I think we're going to make that.
Isn't that a first to have it out that early?
I won't say it's a first, but I'll say that because I really can't speak to that.
I haven't seen it that early before.
Well, now, if it gets dropped in the mail on the 10th, you know, it's going to get to some people the 11th. And
right.
Other people, because it's going bulk mail, it's going to get to other people maybe the 24th. But,
right. Well,
you know, you've got to allow that time for it to circulate.
Is the website going to be set up for registration online again this year?
Oh, yes. Didn't Erling do a great job last year?
Yeah, she really did.
She was fantastic on that last year.
She did.
It had a couple glitches the first days, but I think a lot of people tried to get on right away. That might have been the
problem. I think so.
Well, you're doing a good job, and BFLAG would like to thank you for the cooperation. And
we look forward to a much better convention. I thank you all for helping out, too. You're doing a great job.
Yeah, we try it.
And, Butch, don't forget to get a hold of me, and we'll get you in the schedule.
Okay.
Okay?
I'll do that.
All right.
Take care.
Bye-bye. Bye. 866-666-7926 is the number to call. Carla, will the convention room itself, the ballroom itself, be set up like a schoolroom style again this year?
That is the plan.
Oh, good. We have a caller. Let's bring him in. Hi there. You're with Carla and Marlena. Who's this?
This is Frank from Albany.
Frank from Albany. How are you, Mr. Casey?
Oh, I'm doing good, very good. I'd like to congratulate Carla on the great job that she and her committee does. I know my first ACB National Convention was in Louisville, and it was actually a fluke because my wife, along with John and Kathy Farina, were going to go, and I was going to have to work, so Kathy Farina said, would you mind if your wife went to the convention with us? I said, no, I just got to work. Well, all of a sudden, the Friday, a week before the convention, Frank decided to retire. So Frank went to Louisville, and that was sort of my early retirement party.
Oh.
It was the most memorable convention I ever had.
Was that the 2000 Louisville?
That was the 2000.
Oh, that was a great convention.
Oh, and it was not that the other ones weren't. They were, you know, to me, any ACB convention is a great one. But that was the one, if anybody was to ask me, that was the one that would bring back memories. And won't be there this year, unfortunately. Got a wedding to go to. But one question I do have, I've heard at 2007's in Minnesota. Has there been any decision yet on 2008?
Well, 2008 is back in Louisville.
Oh.
All right.
That is definite.
You get to come back.
Are we staying at the Gold House or what?
Yes. Yes.
Oh, that's great.
2008 is Louisville.
I have one request, Carla.
Mm-hmm.
They had great chocolate cake in there. When you start organizing, can you make sure they order that chocolate cake again?
It's the chocolate cake.
That's the Frank
Casey
request.
No. I want the Derby pie.
No. This is the chocolate cake. You run the show now. I'm a customer.
Oh, I see. Sit down and shut up, Marlena.
But really, you're doing a great job, and I appreciate, and I know that I could speak for everybody else. I think that if ever ACB needs a cardiac care unit, it's for people like you who really, you know, put all their time into this because it's just unbelievable how much.
I appreciate it. But, you know, I love it. And from the first convention that I did any significant amount of work on, which was the 1980 convention here in Louisville as a member of the local committee, it just gets in your blood. And it's something that I just love to do. It's like some people like to golf, and some people like to swim, and some people, you know, like to go out and take a walk, and I like to work on conventions.
You do a great job.
That's the type of thing it is.
You do a great job, and it's always great when you do something that you like doing it because it comes out in the end product.
Well, thank you.
So keep up the good work, and please remember the chocolate cake.
All right, I will.
Thanks a lot.
All right, hey, Frank. Take care. Bye-bye. 866-666-7926. Tech with the chocolate cake. I got the mic now. It's the Derby Pie. We got another call. Hi there. You're with Carla and Marlena. Who's this?
It's Jeff Lucasina.
Hello, Jeff Lucasina. How are you?
Good. I have a question. Has there been any news on the guide dog relief area?
Jeff, we're working on that, and I have spoken with the person who will in all likelihood be the contractor that will handle that this year. There will be two official relief areas, and they will be maintained as they have been since 2003. In 2003, as you know, we used an outside contractor to handle the relief area for the first time. And that was so successful in Pittsburgh that we have done so for the last 2 years, and I hope personally that we always have that outside contractor handle that area. It makes the area consistent. You know, from year to year, it's going to be clean and it's going to be maintained, and it's going to be a safe place for your dog to go. I had a guide dog for 10 years, and I will tell you, you know, some years the relief areas were great, and some years they just weren't quite okay. And it wasn't that anybody didn't want them to be okay. It was that there were new people doing it every year, and there were people doing, you know, handling the relief area who really had no idea what was going to happen or what the significance was of having 200 or 300 dogs all in one place, all needing to go out at 6 or 7 in the morning. And since we went to this process of having an outside contractor, a person who that's their living, is doing, you know, doodle scooping. it's just been so much more successful. Now, it certainly is expensive. This last year we spent almost $11,000 on guide dog relief.
Wow.
So it costs a lot of money, but, it is well worth the money. And so, this year we are, budget-wise, we're looking for some support for that relief area, but, the relief area, we won't have to have as many this year because we won't have quite as many people as we had in Las Vegas. Therefore, we won't have, we won't need 4 relief areas this year. But yes, it will be professionally maintained, and hopefully we'll not go back to our previous policy on that at a convention any time.
Great.
Thank you.
Thanks, Jeff. 866-666-7926. One question we always get, maybe the person is going to ask it right now.
I bet they will.
Hi there, you're with Carla and Marlena. Who's this?
Well, this is Jay Daly from Dayton, Ohio.
Well, hi there, Jay. How are you?
Fine. I remember you from talking to you at HumanWare.
Oh, you probably did. Can you turn your computer down a little bit?
I just did.
Ah, you're a good man. Did you have a question for Carla?
Yes, I did. And it's something I've been curious about because we're going to make it one of these years, but this summer we can't make it. And what I've always wanted to do, maybe I'm being a little sneaky in asking, but is there any way that that people who don't come to the convention can enter for door prizes?
On the door prizes, the door prizes are pulled from the registrations at the convention.
Well, what I'm talking about is like the different booths. Like, okay, HumanWare will be giving away M-Powers, or probably
mm-hmm.
that.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm talking about.
You want to win an M-Power, huh?
I don't blame
Doesn't
you.
Doesn't everybody?
Okay. What you would need to do there would be, you know, that kind of thing would be up to each individual exhibitor. ACB
yes.
does not control the rules or the drawing for any of the products that are given away by the individual exhibitors. The only
okay.
thing that we do set parameters on are the door prizes that are actually drawn as part of ACB's function. Now,
okay,
one thing
well,
you can enter if you're not there as far as an ACB drawing is concerned is the sweepstakes. And you have a sweepstakes form that comes to you in your pre-registration packet, and it is also available online. And you can enter the sweep. You don't have to be present at the sweepstakes to win.
Aha! Uh-huh.
So you awesome. Can you could do that. Maybe you'll win, and then you'll come next year.
Right.
Well, I plan on either coming to next year to Minneapolis or 2008 to Louisville, Kentucky.
Great.
Well, when you do, you look me up, and we'll have another good chat. How's that?
Well, listen, Marlena, I would love to hear it, and love to be able to talk with you. In fact, I'll probably look for your email address and send you an email.
All right. Well, you do that, and I'll look forward to it.
Okay. Well, listen, you have a nice night, and you too.
All right.
All right.
Thanks, Jay.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
866-666-7926. My question is, will we have wireless coverage? Everybody asks that.
And the answer is, right now, I'm not sure.
Well, that's a good answer, and we have a call. Hi there, you're with Carla and Marlena. Who's this?
Kizzy. How are you, Marlena?
Hi, Kizzy. How are you? You're in Ohio, right?
Yep.
All right.
I have a question. I want to know when the scholarship come out for ACB.
When the scholarships come out?
Uh-huh.
Do you mean when the scholarship... When the scholarship applicants are contacted?
Yeah. I want to know when people can sign up for your scholarship.
When can people apply?
Oh, yeah. Okay. The application for those scholarships, the applications, I think, and I don't handle that, but I believe, if I remember correctly, that they had to be in March 15th. And and then also there's a first-timers application that you can fill out if you've never been to a convention. It's due by April 15th, and if you go to www.acb.org, you'll find information on the first-timers awards. And what that is they choose one person from east of the Mississippi and one person from west of the Mississippi to come to the convention for the first time. So if you're interested in attending the convention and you've never done so, you might want to check up on the website and real quickly find out those parameters. And, next Saturday is the deadline, so check it out and get those first-time applications in.
Check it out, Kizzy. That would be cool.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you.
All right.
Bye.
Bye-bye. So,
Marlena, let me go back to wireless question. The reason I can't give you an answer is not because I don't know if it's available. The issue is the cost. Okay, and that's what we have to resolve before we can say, yes, this or that is available, is the cost. You can have anything you want in the hotel so long as you can pay the bill.
I guess let me rephrase the question. Will attendees, is wireless available for guests, I guess is the better question.
In the rooms?
Yeah.
I'm not going to say yes or no on that because, honestly, I know there's an internet connection in that room, but I can't tell you what it is.
Well, we can find out. We can call the hotel and find out. And we have a caller with another question. Hi there, you're with Carla and Marlena. Mm-hmm. Who's this?
Hi, this is Shirley. I'm going to give you your third call in a row from Ohio.
Oh, my gosh. These Ohioans are taking over.
That's right. I'm in Dayton, as Jay is. I don't know where Kizzy's from. I hadn't run across her before. But anyway, had a couple of questions. First of all, I wanted to say hi to Carla.
How are you? I have lots of cousins in Dayton.
Oh, do you really?
I think half of them are calling in.
That's cute. Oh, I have to talk about that sometime. Anyway, you started to say something about the 2009 convention. You piqued my curiosity.
All right. 2009 is in Orlando.
Oh, really? We're going to go back there, huh?
Yes. Orlando in 2009.
Okay.
10 and 11 are open, and 12 is back in Louisville at the Galt House again.
My goodness.
They made a 2-year bid.
And so
we're here in 8 and 12.
Wow, that's really interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I guarantee you that if you came to 2000, and if you come back to 8 and 12, you will never do, you can do completely different tours and all kinds of fun each of those years.
Well, yeah, you live in Louisville, don't you?
I do.
Yeah. Hey, that whirly is convenient for you. I'd like to have that a little closer to us, but that's not
I'm not sure if you want to call that convenient, but it's fun.
It's close. Let's put it that way.
Yes.
The other thing, my husband was wondering how far the airport is from where the hotel is. I don't think I've seen anything about that. Maybe
in Jacksonville,
it's been in
that's
there
a good question. And I, you know, I'm making a few notes on what people ask, and I'm going to be putting, making sure that my Rail Forum article this time includes some of your questions, and that's a good one. The airport is about 25 miles, I think it is. It's about a $30 cab ride.
Okay.
The shuttle, actually, the first time I went down last fall, the shuttle, this is the strangest thing, the shuttle was around $28 or $29 a
mm-hmm.
person when I went down. Now, this in February, many people on the shuttle were paying $21 a person for the shuttle. But actually, if there's more than one of you traveling, the cab works out to be a better deal.
Hmm.
So, you know, just be sure and ask when you arrive
right.
And check it out. Just don't go out and, you know,
sure.
assume that the shuttle is cheaper because it may
sure.
not be.
Okay. Well, that's definitely helpful to know. And I was certainly pleasantly surprised to hear you mention about the exhibits being extended a day.
Yes.
You said they're going to go till Thursday.
Right.
Yes, more time to spend your money, Shirley.
That's right.
That money.
That's right.
So you pop out that credit card, baby.
Oh, yeah, I hear you.
All right, well, thanks so much for calling.
Well, thank you so much. It was good to talk with both of you.
All right, and give Lynn my best.
Thank you, I will, and you do the same with Gary there.
I'll
thank
do
you.
It. Okay.
Okay, see ya.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
So that's a very good point that, you know, we automatically sort of assume the shuttle is the cheapest way to go, but you're saying that it may not be.
Shuttles are not always cheaper, especially if there are several people in your party. So always check. And in addition to that, you have to remember that sometimes if the difference isn't very much, perhaps the fact that the cab is more convenient, it may not be worth your while to stand around and wait on the shuttle.
Yeah. Yeah.
Also, be sure and ask the cab driver before you get in. And this is true no matter where you go. Be sure and ask the cab driver how much that run is going to be. Because, you know, I don't know about anybody else, but I'm always a little leery of going into a place that I'm not real familiar with and just hopping into a cab and assuming that that cab driver is going to charge me the right amount of money. So I like to check that out ahead of time. How much is it, you know, to the Hyatt? And let them tell me. And if they're telling me it's $40, I'm looking for another cab.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Good information to have. 866-666-7926. We're visiting with Carla Rushville, who is the chair of the ACB Convention Committee. And in our next hour, we'll be doing open forum. It's your turn to call me up and talk about whatever you want to talk about. And if you called in the first hour, yes, you may call in the second hour. It's not a problem. And if you're listening to this program at any time other than 9 to 10 Eastern, 6 to 7 Pacific in North America on Sunday night or Monday morning between 1 to 2 Universal, it's a replay and the phone doesn't work. So just put your feet up and be comfortable. Carla, how can people contact you if they think of questions that they might want to ask after we're through here?
Well, several ways, and any of them work fine. I'm always glad to hear from people. My phone number is, my home phone is 502-897-1472. If you get a voicemail, just please leave a voicemail for me. I will get back to you as soon as I can. My email is, I have several emails, so whatever is easiest for you to remember is fine. The standard ACB email, crushable@acb.org.
And would you spell Rushville?
Yes. It's crushable, R-U-S as in Sam, C-H-I-V as in Victor, A-L at acb.org. But a simpler one might be Adam Carla, A-D-A-M, Carla, C-A-R-L-A, at bellsouth.net. And also, the Kentucky Council of the Blind email will get to me as well at kcb@igloo, I-G-L-O-U, com. So any of those ways, I'm always glad to receive email. I like to hear from people because I like to hear their ideas. So we get some of our best suggestions for little changes and how to tweak things from people who just happen to say, oh, I have an idea, but I don't know if it's any good. And a lot of times they're just great, great little ideas. So I hope that people will write and contact me about things that they would like to see happen, or questions, too. Those are good as well.
All right, we have a caller who probably has a question. Hi there, you're with Carla and Marlena. Who's this?
This is Kenny.
Hi, Kenny. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good.
Now, are you the Kenny from Las Vegas?
I'm the Kenny from Springfield, Ohio.
Another Ohio. This is Carla. You had all your cousins call in. I could just tell.
Yeah, I've been.
Well, Kenny, meet Carla.
How you doing, Carla?
Fine. How about you?
I'm doing pretty good. This is actually my first time calling your show, Marlena.
Well, I'm delighted to have you, Kenny. It's great. It's always wonderful to add new friends to the Marlena Show family. Do you have a question for Carla?
I know this is probably going to be off topic, but I remember listening to your program about Russell Smith last year.
Uh-huh.
When I was listening to it at the end of it, I forget. You said something about worse the moment that take your breath away.
Well, can you call me back in the second hour?
Yeah.
And then we can talk about the moment that took your breath away.
All right.
Could we do that?
Yeah.
All right. I'll look forward to it.
All right.
Okay, Kenny. Thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You know, I'm just constantly amazed, Carla, at the people who listen to ACB Radio. You know, it's just it takes my breath away sometimes.
Oh, it is amazing.
Yeah, it really is. 866-666-7926. We'll have Carla on with us for about 10 more minutes, and the line is free right now, so this is your time to call and get your question in. Anything else you want to tell us that we haven't gotten to address yet?
Well, I think that one of the questions that we often get is concerns the registration process, and I think that it has to do with what you check off on registration. Now, it's obvious that you check off those things that you're going to purchase tickets for, but there's a number of items on the registration form that carry no cost. And a lot of people will go down through those items, and if it's free, they'll check it. And you know that's what's happening sometimes, because there may be four or five items happening at the same time, and they're all checked. And if when everybody out there, when you get your registration forms and you start looking at those activities, even if they're free functions, you would really help us out if you checked those activities that you really, really plan to attend, for two reasons. One, we try to we enter the data for those items even if they don't carry a cost, and that takes an inordinate amount of staff time, especially if there's a lot of people who mark the item and they just don't know what they're going to attend. It's, oh, well, I'll just mark it because it doesn't cost anything.
Yeah.
The other reason to mark those items only if you plan to attend is because, let's just take an example. Let's say that there's going to be, you know, DVS does a movie, and let's say they're going to do a movie, and 250 people sign up for that movie. Their costs are based on that 250. If only 125 show up, then, you know, they're out a lot of money that could have been spent on another area. So even though it might not cost you anything, a lot of times those functions cost the sponsor a lot of money.
Sure, because they have to pay for the meeting room.
Well, they have to pay for if there's any kind of food or beverage involved, even if it's water, a bottle of water from the hotel is $3.25 before tax and gratuity.
Yeah.
So it's a major issue.
Yeah. We have another caller. Let's bring them on in. Hi there. You're with Carla and Marlena, and if you could turn your computer down and tell us who you are, that would be great.
Frank Sr. from New York City.
Hi there, Frank.
How are you?
How are you doing, Frank?
Good, good. First time calling in. First time listening, actually.
Well, welcome.
Yeah.
I'm delighted to have you.
But, you know, first time tuning in here.
Well, delighted to have you.
Yeah. Yeah, in Jacksonville, I was wondering, I'm a jazz vocalist, so I was just wondering if there were any, if, you know, if there's any jazz clubs in the area. And also, are there any balconies at the hotel? Maybe overlooking the river.
Okay. The answer to the first question is, I don't know,
mm-hmm.
just to be quite honest.
That's okay.
And the answer to the second question is no.
There you go. But, Frank, do you know about, you must know about the Friends in Art?
Oh, yeah, I'm
yeah.
in the showcase
oh, he's
every year.
Oh, good. Okay,
yeah.
Good,
yeah.
Good, good.
You got to come there and hear me this year.
I absolutely do. And
both of you.
And I need to hook up with you at the convention because the woman who runs the ACB Cafe where we, ACB Radio Cafe mm-hmm. where we play all blind musicians 24/7
right.
will be there and we want to get your latest and greatest up there.
Sounds like a plan. Yeah,
so,
I'm good friends with Mike and the whole crew over there, so.
Great.
And also you were talking about the walk down to the river. By the
mm-hmm.
river, you can walk a long way. Is
mm-hmm.
there any kind of landmark to let you know that you're back near where the hotel would be?
We're working on getting an audible signal.
Oh, okay.
So we're working on getting a beep tone there, so you'll know when you get where you're going.
Sweet, sweet. Well, thank you very much.
All right.
And,
all right.
Looking forward to meeting both of you.
All right. Look me up, Frank.
I will.
Okay.
I will. Thanks.
Bye-bye. 866-666-7926. What a voice he had. Whoa. Listening to that with headphones, let me tell you.
Yeah. Well, Marlena, if I could, I'd like to just touch on the new sponsor programs
please.
That are available as well. Would that be all right?
Yes, please.
Okay. ACB this year has begun a new sponsorship program for companies or agencies or for anyone who would like to sponsor events. There's event packages and exhibit packages that are available for as low as $1,000 for a Pearl sponsor up to a Diamond sponsor who might want to name an entire day of the convention for their company and that the Diamond sponsorships are $20,000. So there's a lot of opportunities in between. And then we've also expanded the individual sponsorship program of the convention. You know, for many years, we've had gold and silver sponsors available. And last year, it was just really, really successful, and we appreciated all of the support from everyone. This year, we are going to have bronze, silver, gold, and platinum. So watch on the registration form for the spaces to fill in those, and we do so appreciate all of the sponsors from the individuals that we receive, and there's also going to be new ways of recognizing those sponsors this year.
Well, that is great, and we have another caller. Let's bring them in. Hi there, you're with Carla and Marlena. Who's this?
Hi, it's Sue Amateur.
Hi, Sue Amateur.
Hi, Sue. How are you doing?
Great.
Fine. How are you? I'm good. Hey, just calling to see, Carla, I know it's kind of in the beginning process, but do we have any idea of any of the program items we might hear this year?
You know, Sue, the program committee, you're talking about on general session?
Right.
I know that the program committee has met, and we have another meeting scheduled, I think it's April 23rd, although don't hold me to that. I'm not looking at my calendar, but I'm 90% sure it's April 23rd. And a lot of that, I was really surprised at how we were able to go through so many possible program items. And I'll tell you one thing that really helped the committee this year was the membership call that the membership committee held. We took that list and went down through
a number of items and were able to plug in possible speakers. So you really did a good thing by holding that call and getting that list into the program committee. But I can't tell you specific people because there's not commitments on them yet. And I know that one of the concerns that we had was that scholarships needed more time on Tuesday, and we talked about that, and I think that's been expanded, you know, to kind of making sure they have enough time to present them. And so there's just a lot of things. We're working on the breakouts again. Just a lot of good programming, and also the program committee has heard, in fact, the program committee made a lot of noise itself about the length of time for the Sunday evening opening session.
I think that was a universal, we better make it shorter, don't you?
I think it is. I think that's a good way to put it, yes.
Yeah, some of us would like to get out of there before we turn 92, you know.
Yes.
Well, I was just glad that I wasn't the next morning. I was Cindy Bruchette from Washington because, you know, anyway, it's hard to come up with the programs and keep everything moving. But I was really happy with the number of ideas that we did get. We held a membership quarterly call, and a lot of people had good suggestions that I sent on to Carla and Chris, and I think it's neat that there were so many people that were interested.
Yes, and Terry had the list on the call, and she just went right down through it, and we were able to say, okay, well, this would be good for a breakout, or this would be good for a speaker on the program, and there were just so many good ideas. It was a great thing, and I hope the membership committee will do that each year.
I think we will. I mean, the other question I had, do you think in either the forum, Carla, or maybe like last year, I think Cynthia did this, she kind of did a description of what was around the hotel, so there might be a description done of what's in the river walk or whatever you called that,
mm-hmm.
the landing.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we're the local committee is doing some information on the landing. That's one of the tasks that they're working on, and I think people will find that very helpful. There's also a water taxi over
Ooh.
To the other side of the river that you can just, you know, it's kind of like a, I guess it'd be almost like a ferry, but you can get on that and you can ride around on the river, and there's several stops, and on the other side of the river are additional restaurants and activities. I know Burl Collie is going over there to a couple of the museums one day for a tour. The Youth Activity Center is happening again this year, and they're going to be going over to the other side of the river for a couple of things. And it's just a real unique area. I don't think we've, you know, when we were here at the Gault House sits down on the river, but it's not the same. This is just a very unique area, and an area that I think people are going to really, really enjoy and remember for many, many years to come.
Well, I just remember the Gault House. I love that.
Oh, me too.
I'm looking forward to 08.
Me too. And now, Sue, now I know what to do if you misbehave at the convention. I'll send you to the other side of the river.
you would.
You better warn the water taxi, Carla.
Yeah. All right. Okay.
All right. Thanks,
very,
Sue.
Very, very informative show tonight, guys.
Thank you.
Good night.
Bye-bye.
Good night.
Well, that just about wraps us up, but I want to make sure that you have gotten an opportunity to say everything that you want to make sure people have a chance to hear.
Well, I think that at this point, with this being 3 months out, I think the main thing that I want to stress to people is the importance of communication. It doesn't do any good to say to your neighbor or your friend, I wish I knew, I wish they do, I wish somebody would tell me. You know, communication is the key. And Butch Arnold, you know, when he called, I think that is such a good example of how important good communication is. So long as if we know there's a problem or if we know there's an issue, then we can try to address it. We can't solve every problem. That just isn't possible. But at least we can make an attempt. So please let us know when there's a problem. The other
issue that I think is very, very important at this point with pre-registration coming up. We ran into a problem last year on some of the tours where people didn't tell us that they needed a specific type of accommodation. Like, they might not have checked on the registration form that they needed a lift-equipped bus.
Oh,
we don't know if you don't tell us.
Yeah, that's really important.
Right. We need to be told. We need to be told if you need an assistive listening device. We need to be told if you have, if you need vegetarian dinners. You know, if we don't have that information, we can't plan appropriately. So just please communicate and let us know how we can assist. If we can't do something, we will tell you so. But if we don't have an opportunity to work on it, we sure can't make it happen.
Well, Carla, it's been great having you on the show. And it's I think you've given folks a lot of good information. And, you know, this will replay for 24 hours. And it's also available via podcast. And, oh, God, it'll be beamed from the heavens. I mean, it's just everywhere. So the folks we didn't reach tonight, we're going to snag them through these various medium. And so I'm sure that you will hear from other folks.
All right.
And
that'll be good. Carlina, let me give my phone number one
please
more time.
Please do, yes.
Okay, 502-897-1472, and I'm in the Eastern Time Zone, and on Eastern Daylight Time. And my email, the easiest email to reach me is adamcarla, A-D-A-M-C-A-R-L-A, at bellsouth.net.
All right, great. Well, thank you so much, Carla, and come back again and join me sometime.
Anytime.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.
We're a group that has a vision with pride and dignity, looking toward a brighter future where there's true equality. Optimistic and determined to direct our destiny. Come and join us, change the world with ACB. We come in different packages and personalities, with many skills and talents but few opportunities. Just take an honest look at jobs that blind folks really do. Teachers, lawyers, writers, business owners, just to name a few. We're a group that has a vision with pride and dignity, looking toward a brighter future where there's true equality. Optimistic and determined to direct our destiny. Come and join us, change the world with ACB. We believe that there is more to life than working 9 to 5. You've got to laugh and have some fun to really feel alive. And when it comes to love and friendship, we can give so very much. We may be out of sight, but we're by no means out of touch. Hey, we're a group that has a vision with pride and dignity, looking toward a brighter future where there's true equality. Optimistic and determined to direct our destiny. Come and join us, change the world with ACB. You've got to open up a box to be sure of what's inside. So don't label us as helpless before giving us a try. We're not asking for a handout, we don't want your sympathy. All we want is just a chance to prove our capabilities. We're a group that has a vision with pride and dignity, looking toward a brighter future where there's true equality. Optimistic and determined to direct our destiny. Come and join us, change the world with ACB. We're a group that has a vision with pride and dignity, looking toward a brighter future where there's true equality. Optimistic and determined to direct our destiny. Come and join us, change the world with ACB. Hey, we're a group that has a vision with pride and dignity, looking toward a brighter future where there's true equality. Optimistic and determined to direct our destiny. Come and join us, change the world with ACB. Come and join us, change the world with ACB.
Oh. All right. I certainly plan to be there, and I hope you plan to be there as well at the upcoming ACB convention in Jacksonville, Florida. Well, we're now into the second hour. We want to thank Carla so much. She stayed a little bit over time, and we're always happy to have her. We want to thank her so much for all of her good information. And this is open forum in this hour, but let me just do the housekeeping and say that if you're listening to this program at any time other than 10 to 11 Eastern, 7 to 8 Pacific, on a Sunday night in North America, or 2 to 3 on a very early Monday UTC morning, you're listening to a repeat. So just enjoy. We have a caller. Hello, caller. You've been very patient. Thank you so much for waiting.
Well, it's Jay Daly again from Dayton, Ohio.
Well, hello, Jay.
Hi. One thing I wanted to talk to you about, is it really easy to really do a show on ACB radio?
Well, you know what makes it easy? The amount of help and support that you get to help you to know how to do it. We have all sorts of ways that it's possible, both on mainstream and on interactive, to do a show, even if you don't have all sorts of sophisticated equipment. Tuesday Topics is a very good example of a show that is done simply by using the Our Place chat room, where Paul Edwards goes in on Tuesdays, and one of the features of the Our Place chat room, which is generously made available to us by George Byes of Talking Communities, one of the features there is that one can record the discussion. And so Paul simply records the discussion, and then he sends the file on up to the ACB Radio website, and then we take it apart and edit it and make it all fit in the 56 or 7 minutes that the show actually has. So you don't always have to have a lot of equipment or know an awful lot about how to put it together, because we're here to help.
Okay, because it's been my life's desire to get into broadcasting, and ACB has offered the chance. And in fact, the only thing I wanted to buy and have purchased that already is a small mixer, you know, with two mics, because I feel that makes it sound more professional.
Sure. Now, are you wanting to do a music show or a mainstream show? Oh, a music show. Okay. All right. Well, what I suggest that you do is send an email to support@acbradio.org. And Chrissy Cochran, who is our sort of overall managing director, will pick that up, and she will answer some of your questions and help you get started.
And it's called support@acbradio.org.
That's right.
Okay.
All right.
And because I've got some ideas a lot, and I know one thing, you can sort of keep your own show going on 365, even though it isn't on, except for, you know, whenever you have your show on ACB, you can still invite others to tune into your website, as the way I understand it, you know, at ACB, right, at 365.com.
Well, we don't use Live 365 any longer. We are completely independent, and ACB has its own server, and you can go to the ACB Radio website and tune in that way as well.
Okay, because the one thing I will want to do, of course, before I even notify the show, you know, that I want to audition, is it's going to take a lot of practice getting used to all this stuff.
Sure.
Once I install it.
Sure. Well, you get a hold of Chrissy, and she'll walk you through a lot of that beginning stuff.
Okay, and I had a great big help. I hope he's listening tonight, but Jam and Jerry has been a great big help to me.
Oh, Jam and Jerry's great, isn't he?
Oh, he's cool.
Yeah.
And, You know, in fact, he's going to help me set it up, too.
Well, there you go.
It's one thing that I am looking forward to is getting on there and just having a ball.
All right. Well, I'll be looking for it.
Well, thank you for talking with me, Marlena.
You're very welcome.
And I will tune in a lot more often to your show on Sunday night.
I'll hold you to it.
And so you take care now. And either next year or year after, I will look for you at the convention.
All right. Thanks so much, Jay.
Thanks, Marlena.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
866-666-7926. It's always a great day when you guys join me, and it has an extra special spin when I find out that it's your first time joining me and you're new, and then it's even better when you tell me that you're going to come back. Because this show would really be boring if it weren't for you. Hi there, it's your turn. I'm Marlena. Who's this?
This is Ron Milliman. Hello, Marlena.
Hey, Ron. How are you?
Doing just great. Thought I'd call in and see if we had time to talk just a little bit about the MMS program.
Boy, we absolutely do. And I hope that you will call me as often as you want to discuss that, because I think it's a great idea. So go for it.
Well, all I want to do is just tell everybody that we have a program called the MMS program. It's a monetary support program, and it's a way of funding ACB, and, you know, it gives us an opportunity, each one of us, to do our fair share at funding the organization and pitching in and helping, and it doesn't make any difference whether you can only afford $5 a month or you know, as little or as much. The amount is not important. What's important is that we all participate and we all pitch in to help ACB. Now, we made a change not too long ago in ACB that has really, made it more attractive, the MMS program, to more people. And that is that now, when you apply or enroll into the program, why, you can designate up to as much as 50% of the net proceeds to an affiliate of your choice. So Marlene is using you purely as an example. If you were to enroll, say, for just use a figure, $10 a month, you could designate up to $5 of that amount per month to go to an affiliate of your choice, say the Washington affiliate. And that's pretty nice.
Yeah, that's great. It's a win-win situation.
Well, it's what we call the two-for-one. Always, you know, where you're able to support two levels of the organization with one contribution, and it makes it handy, convenient, and we set it up automatically, so you don't have to do anything each month. It's set up so it's either automatically withdrawn from your bank account or your credit card, and. Just to be perfectly frank with you, the credit card method's a little bit easier because it requires a little less information in the application process. But they're both fairly easy to set up.
Now, can we apply online?
Yeah, I'm glad you asked that. Matter of fact, the forms are on ACB, acb.org, and you go over and you have your choice whether you want to set up through a bank withdrawal system or a credit card withdrawal system. And the forms are all there. Just fill them right out online. Walk you right through them. And at the bottom it says submit, and you submit it. And upon the submission, you get a autoresponder response back confirming that it's been received and expressing our appreciation for your help.
If people want to ask you more questions about this, how could they get hold of you?
Well, I'm pretty easy to get a hold of, because either by telephone, and I don't mind giving my phone number out. My phone number is area code 270. I'm in Kentucky, in Bowling Green, Kentucky, and so the area code is 270-782-9325. Email, I'm on email all the time. And by email, probably the easiest, the best email address to use is just rmilliman, that's M-I-L-L-I-M-A-N, all lowercase, rmilliman, at ziggy.com. And that's Z-I-G-G, G-I-George, Y-C-O-M.net, rmilliman at ziggy.com.net. And if that's a little difficult to remember, it's always, you can always send a post to rmilliman at sckcb.org. And that's the organization. I'm president of the South Central Kentucky Council of the Blind here. And SCKCB stands for South Central Kentucky Council of the Blind, sckcb.org. So I'm easy to get a hold of.
Well, that's great. And, you know, I think that this is a nice, easy way for us to support ACB and support, as you say, the affiliate of our choice. It's, you know, I look at my sort of monthly automatic things that are taken out, and I'm thinking, wait a minute, I don't use this service anymore. What am I need to cancel this and cancel that. But once you set it up, these automatic withdrawals are just very painless. They happen pretty much the same day each month, right around the same time each month. And, you know, once it's set up, it's just done. And what a huge benefit those dollars will offer.
The forms even allow you to select the day that you want it to taken out of your account. For instance, we have either the 10th or I think it's the 10th or the 22nd, I believe, are the two dates that are designated. So you can either designate like the 10th, by the 10th of the month or the 22nd. I believe those are the two dates. Don't hold me to that, but I think it is. So, you know, you even have some control there. And then, of course, anytime you want to, not only do you have control when you start it, but you also have control when you stop it. If your situation changes in a year or a couple years down the road or whatever, and you say, well, I need to discontinue this, well, it can be discontinued very easily as well. So there's a lot of flexibility to it. And everybody that's a member of ACB, everybody should try to support the organization as much as you possibly can. Now, we fully understand that there's some people that, frankly, are really, really strapped, and we know that. You know, if you're on SSI or SSDI, and that's your sole source of support, and by the time you pay your rent and your food and probably some prescriptions and a variety of other things, you don't have much left. And we understand that. But not everybody's in that situation, and a lot of our members could do a great deal more to help support the organization and what they do. And if you can do it, then we highly encourage you to do so.
And ACB sees the full amount of your donation, is that true?
Well, the organization sees the full amount. In other words, there's not a third party that's going to take a big chunk of it or anything like that. You know, there's a lot of fundraising programs out there where there are telephone fundraisers or various other fundraisers where, frankly, ACB sees a relatively small percent of the totals that's donated. In this case, excuse me, I got a frog in my throat here. In this case, ACB sees nearly 100%. I say nearly 100% because there's a slight processing fee possibly involved with credit cards, something
sure,
like that.
Sure.
So, but that's extremely tiny. And so, for all practical purposes, ACB sees 100% of it. And you split that between ACB and affiliate of your choice if that's what you want to do.
Well, it sounds great, Ron, and you know, I'd love to have a call back from you to give me an idea whether you think the listeners from this program kind of got on board with it. That's,
well, I'd like to call back from time to time as a reminder, and I might also add as a side note, it has nothing directly to do with MMS per se, but I've not forgotten at all about you and I's discussion, Marlene, about trying to find some grant support for ACB Radio.
Oh yes,
and I've been working on that. Believe it or not, I send reports out to the leadership list and various other lists of of grant opportunities that I think might be applicable. And just recently I ran across one that I think might apply for ACB Radio, and I've contacted the party. I'm waiting for them to get back to me.
Oh, boy. Well, I tell you what, you're a great guy to work with, and I have some things up my sleeve that I want to chat with you about as well and get your expertise. So,
well, what I'm going to have at some point, I'm going to have to either from you or from someone associated with ACB Radio is some budget information. Because, you know, all these grant sources want budget information. They want a budget breakdown. They want to know, you know, where various funds are coming from and how you're using your money and so forth. So at some point I'm going to need that information as well.
Well, I'll make sure that you get it.
Okay.
All right.
Great. We'll be in touch.
All right, Ron. Thanks. Bye-bye. 866-666-7926. What a great guy he is. I really, really appreciate Ron Milliman. And it's been kind of fun to reconnect with Ron. We were actually in a guide dog class together about 77 lifetimes ago. Oh, Ron, you're not that old. It's only me. Hi there. This is Marlena. Who's this?
Hello, Marlena.
Hello, Dr. Bishop.
I have some very interesting news.
Oh, okay. Wait. Okay, I'm sitting down, and I'm holding on.
All right. Google has allowed us now to talk about this.
Yes.
Audio CAPTCHA by end of month is guaranteed.
Now, explain audio CAPTCHA. Not everyone knows what that is,
Audio CAPTCHA is... is basically, well, if you go to Google and you try to sign up for either a Gmail account or a Blogger, then you'll be presented with a screen where a person that can see will see a series of characters, and those characters need to be retyped in. This is mainly to circumvent spammers and hackers from creating accounts and things of this nature. Now, if Google's already implemented a link where you can click a link and they'll send you a verification email, and then they'll get back to you within 24 hours. However, my Google resource tells me that it definitely will be implemented by end of month, and by main menu time, we'll have more information on exactly what that means. Stay tuned to main menu this week. We'll be bringing you even more information about this story. So, kind of cool stuff.
But you
stuff.
Heard it first on Marlena.
Yeah. Very, very exciting.
Now, let me ask you, Jeff, do you think, and this is putting you on the spot perhaps a wee bit, but you're an honest guy, and I know you'll give me an honest answer. There was the petition that was going around, and many people signed it, and some people felt that it was a meaningless waste of time and would not result in anything. The petition, of course, being to get Google to look at the problem of visual verification for people who are blind and to make that more accessible. Do you think the petition played a part in this?
Well, I think here's what the petition did. It brought the issue more out into the open for a lot more people. And then with the support of President Gray from the ACB and also from NFB's support, because of the petition played a role. In fact, when we met with Google, there was a meeting where a group of us met with Google at CSUN, and it was stated that the petition was highly visible within Google, very, very visible. So, yes, I think it really played a significant part in actually making a difference. I think what Daryl did was get it out into the open and got a lot more leaders behind it within consumer organizations, which then made Google even you know, recognize it even further.
Well, and I'm very, very proud to serve on ACB's Information Access Committee, and I know that the committee took some very proactive steps there as well with this issue. So it's just, boy, what a great day it is to know that.
Yeah, the other exciting thing is that Google is hiring at least 2 full-time software engineering positions in the area of accessibility.
Wow. That would
be their 100% job. And
wow, let's hope they know something.
So those of you who are Java and C++ programmers, then you want to make sure to get over there and apply, because Google could definitely use you. It was emphasized, though, that it's definitely a software engineering position and not just a, you know, review of 508 compliance.
Yeah. Have the job announcement, has it come out yet?
Yes, it's publicly available on the website, and by tonight you'll see a post on the ACB Radio blog with information on how to get access to that and actually apply for that position.
Yeah, we need to make sure that our BITS folks know about that.
Hold on.
Oop. Do we have a family thing going on?
Yeah, I'm sorry about that.
That's okay. Family things are okay
on
my show.
Yeah, Carrie's got something in the mail. I don't know what it is.
Well, but, if she'd like to read it to us all,
no,
we'd all like to hear it.
No, that's okay. I think that it's the Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe movie.
Did you buy a described version?
Yeah, Chronicles of Narnia, yeah. I don't know if it's described. I heard that the UK DVD has a description on it, and so we'll find out.
Hmm.
I do know that it's available that way. I don't know if the version that's sold here in America has it on it or not.
So did you get, you got DVD. So you didn't get it from DVS?
No, I don't know if it's available through them yet.
Okay.
I could be mistaken on that, though.
Yeah. Well, the last time I looked, I didn't see it. So what's going on main menu this week, Dr. Bishop?
It's all GW Micro this week. We're going to be covering what's new with WindowEyes. We're going to be covering the JAWS keyboard interface for WindowEyes.
Oh, that was a hoot.
Yeah, that took a lot of editing.
Yeah,
by the way.
Clarence and I were kind of just bantering back and forth.
and then because we had to come up with another 19 minutes or so, I haven't decided. We're either going to cover another presentation from GW Micro, or we're going to do a review of a game, and I'm not sure, depending on how I can get the editing done. But it's more than likely going to be the Smalltalk Ultra. And then, of course, we'll have information on Google.
Very cool.
And then the following week, because we already know what we're doing for the next week, we'll have JAWS for Windows, what's new with JAWS for Windows. And we're actually going to have, we're going to hear from Eric Damery, and he's going to give us some updates, even more updates than what we have from CSUN.
Oh, good.
Specifically about the update process from that's currently available in the public beta of JAWS for Windows. So that's
very
coming up.
Cool.
That's coming up the following week, and then we're going to have some. Yeah, that's pretty much where we're at this point.
Very cool. Well, I hope that when the Google thing becomes a reality, that you will consider recording just a wee step-by-step little tutorial so people can hear that.
Oh, yeah, we'll be covering it in. Actually, we're probably going to ask the person who really has a lot of to do with this to actually do that.
Yeah.
And we'll actually have that presentation on main menu as well.
Oh, that's
that will
great.
Probably be closer to the end of the month, as I understand it, that it will be available. So,
that's great.
But we should know more information before main menu releases on a lot more details about this audio capture. So stay tuned for that.
You do good work, Dr. Bishop.
Take care, Marlena, and have a great evening, everybody.
All right, and tell Carrie next time she can read the mail on the phone. We'll listen with bated breath.
Yeah, I have confirmation that it is the Chronicles of Narnia.
Okay.
And now I'm going to go find out if it's DVS.
Well.
And I'll instant message you and let you know.
Oh, well, hey, that'll work.
There you go.
All right, take care.
Good night, everybody.
Good night. Oh, another great guy. 866-666-7926. It's about 31 minutes past the hour, give or take, because of the internet's vagaries. Sometimes you hear it within seconds when I say the time, and sometimes it's a minute. Hi there, I'm Marlena, and it's your turn. Who are you?
Who am I? Let's see here.
Oh, no. Oh, I'm in trouble now.
Oh, yes, indeed. This is Stan, of course.
Stan, the man from Oregon.
Oh, it's a pleasure talking to you this evening.
Well, thank you, my dear. The pleasure is all mine. I'll fight you for it.
Boy, I'll tell you, this has been a very interesting year in a lot of ways.
Yeah?
I mean, I think it's very interesting to, hear a lot of the things that are going on and hearing Jeff's comments about the situation with Google is certainly interesting. And it's also nice to see that there's no shortages of opinions. And this gets to back to the Mosin Explosion email list that you and I are a part of.
Right.
And it's very interesting to see people having different opinions and not being shy about expressing them.
Yeah, I have never known too many email lists on which members were too shy about expressing many opinions. But I agree with you. I mean, I think that it's healthy to express your opinion, and I know one of the things that I strive to do and frequently fall far short is to really understand that it is an opinion and that I don't have to try to change it.
No. But then that goes both ways.
Yeah.
Because it's very important that we, but at least we're having a dialogue and we're, getting in touch and expressing these things. And it was very interesting hearing your earlier guest, too, by the way. From the ACB. And no, I will not be able to make it this year, but it's really interesting to see that. And it's, I imagine you're going to be there doing your usual great job in terms of getting a blog together and...
Well, actually, I just add things to the blog. It's the genius of Jeff Bishop and Jeff Harris, Jeff Harris is our webmaster, and, other people who really make it happen, and then I just add to it, and people think I've done it. But no, it's really, it's these other guys that just put so much into it.
Well, it's a group effort. Let's put it that way.
Yeah.
And then that way everyone gets everyone gets the credit for it, which they should. I mean, it's wonderful. What's really nice with all the different opportunities, wherever they are, whether, the different podcasts of various interests that the blind have or anyone has, but I mean, speaking specifically about our niche, it's really nice to hear a lot of the things that are going on in real time. And when I think about what we've gained, I guess this is my main point is, what we've gained in the past 20 or 30 years of what we're able to see and experience, when you hear, for example, at CSUN last week or a few weeks ago, when you had... being able to hear this and experience and hearing the ambient noise in the background and the different sounds, it was really a way for you to feel like you were there even though you weren't.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think my wallet's happy I wasn't there.
My wallet is sad that I was.
But I mean, you think about this, and the RSS feeds and different things, what we have access to, and this is what I think people lose track of, especially, if they're, I'm selling my parents, which I never wanted to do. I see what we have access to now that we didn't have access to 20, 30, 40 years ago.
Yeah, yeah.
It is inspiring. And when I think about that, I mean, that's what I take from all these things, the positive, and say, look what we are able to experience in our mind's eyes now. Basically reading a newspaper in real time, for example.
Yeah.
That we couldn't do 20, 30 years ago.
Oh, my gosh, no. No. And reading what we want to read.
Exactly, when we want to.
Yeah, yeah.
That is a thing that feels so, now, gosh, can I use this word? I won't get sued for this. Empowering.
Spelled with an E and not an M.
Yes,
that's
yes.
Right. There you go.
Exactly.
There you go.
I don't want the people to come out there and yell at me. Oh. But, I mean, it's really nice that we have this, and it's this tactile experience, whether it's reading in Braille or whether we're hearing it in our earlobes. I mean, and this is something that I think people take for granted.
Yeah, yep. Well, I agree with you, Stan the Man.
Well, at any rate, you have a pleasant week.
Well, I thank you. Now that you called, it's off to a very hopeful start.
Well, we try to take things and put a little, if we can, a positive spin. I think it sort of helps.
There you go.
Talk to you later.
All right, sir.
Bye.
Have a good week.
You too.
Bye-bye. That's Stan the Man from Oregon. He calls this program, I think pretty much weekly. He and Dr. Bishop and a few others. And, boy, I don't know what I'd do if they ever didn't phone in. 866-666-7926. My name is Marlena, and I will be with you up until almost the top of the hour. Again, give or take with the vagaries of the old internet. And I'd love to hear from you. This program would be nothing if it weren't for you. So give me a call. Let me hear from you. You know, last week we had Bonnie Bloss on. Oh, let me just take this call. Hi there. You're with Marlena. Who's this?
Hello, this is Timothy.
Hello, Timothy. Oh, you have a cold.
Oh, yeah. My voice is going on.
Oh, dear. Well, we won't make you challenge it too much. What's new this week in Nova Scotia?
Not much. The weather will be getting nicer. I saw a nice red sky in the evening.
Ah, good. That's a good sign.
Yes, it would be a good sign.
Yeah.
We're supposed to go up to 10 degrees Celsius.
Wow, that is getting warm for you, isn't it?
Warm for this time of the year. We're usually about 5 or 6 degrees.
Okay, all right. Well, you get rid of your cold and call us back next week and let us know how you're doing.
All right, I will.
All right,
and tell
Heather we said hello.
All right. Actually, next Sunday we'll be calling. I'll be calling. It'll be Easter Sunday.
That's right. It will be. It will be. All right. Well, thanks, Timothy.
No problem. Have a good one.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
As I was saying, last week we had Bonnie Bloss on, who does a show on WBZ with one of the hosts on WBZ, Jordan Rich. And Bonnie does a book show. And she talked about Mike's Radio World. And so I went to Mike's Radio World and have spent some time this week listening to some of the BBC plays and so forth. Oh, just lots of cool stuff out there. Of course, the coolest of which is right here on ACB Radio, both mainstream and interactive. So make sure that you, if you've never checked out interactive, make sure that you do that. Go to www.acbradio.org and look down the links there and listen to the interactive. Fabulously talented blind DJs. They're doing great stuff, playing all kinds of music. And when you tune in, if they're not playing your cup of tea, just hang in there because it'll change. Hi there, you're with Marlena, and it's your turn. Who's this?
This is Kenny.
Hey, Kenny, how are you?
I'm doing fine.
Okay, so now you wanted to talk about the Russell Smith Show.
Yeah.
All right, go for it. I'm listening.
I was listening, too, and the favorite part of it was about where he's talking about the cave.
I'm sorry, say that again?
Where he was talking about the case for the Braille note.
Oh, right, right.
I have a Braille at Millennium, and the case that I have is kind of like the one that the ports don't open up in the back.
Uh-huh.
And I was trying to put my combat, because I ordered a combat flash card.
Uh-huh.
When I ordered it and I went to put it, I'm like, I do not like this case.
Yeah.
I was like, Mark, where's a pair of scissors? I was like, no.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm going to have to cut that.
Yeah, and I don't know why, you know, sometimes these cases that are made for things, not just blindness stuff, but I mean general stuff, you know, it's like, hello, where were you when you designed this case?
It's like, it's weird. And then when I was listening to the end of it, I was getting ready to cry at the end.
When we played the song?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun to work on, and Russell was a good friend of mine, and so Jonathan Mosen had wonderful things to say about him, and I just thought that piece of music was appropriate.
That met him at the convention, at the NFB convention that one year.
Uh-huh.
And I just kept, because when I looked at it, I was like, well, I got to meet him at the convention, I just saw him at the convention one year and saw him this year, and I was gone.
Yeah.
Because it's like a couple, it was like a month ago or so.
No, actually, Russell died in August.
It was in August.
Yeah.
Because last month I had to go to a funeral on a Wednesday.
Uh-huh.
And it was a good friend of my uncle's. His name was Frank Cerny.
Uh-huh.
And he was a really good friend, and the neat thing he liked about my stuff was he would actually come over on the weekends, and I would show him how to use my screen reading software.
Oh, that's neat. Well, you'll miss that friendship, but, you know, he's right there with you.
Yeah, because what it was is the bad part was, when they were doing the sermon, he kept saying, you know, you got to know God's personal faith. I'm like, okay, I know him. I was like, can you go into something else?
Yeah, yeah.
But in a way, I think he was trying to get other people's attention about it and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, wait a minute, because I could see a shadow. And it's like, and then that kind of brought back at where you said it's not about the moment that took your breath away or something.
Yes.
And I kept thinking about it. Wait a minute. It's like, now I don't know what this means.
Yep. Well, and, you know, he'll be right there with you for the rest of your life. That's what I believe anyway.
Yeah, because I kind of felt like, wait a minute, he didn't go away yet.
Nope. And he won't. He'll always be kind of like an angel on your shoulder. So you listen to that little voice.
And that's what our... Because I go to church on Sunday mornings and Sunday night, and that's why I hardly have trouble getting. Because I always have trouble getting onto your show a lot. I go to church and when I get home, I get like the last few minutes. I'm like, oh man.
Oh well, well, hang in there and listen for the replay too.
Yeah.
All right.
All right. Are you going to be interviewing Ronnie Millsap?
I am. It's scheduled for April 30th, and I'll be confirming that hopefully this week with Ronnie.
I know my mom was trying to send me a CD. My mom was wanting to send me one of the CDs to me in the mail. And she lived in Phoenix, Arizona, and she couldn't hardly find it. I can't buy that CD for you.
Ah.
I was like, well, it's from the car strike. I think it's Smoky Mountain Rain. I was like, well, I have to call him. I'll call the Marlena show on the 30th.
Well, sounds good to me. I'll talk to you then.
All right.
All right, Kenny.
This is a really great show.
Thank you so much, and welcome aboard.
Thank you.
Okay.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
866-666-7926. We are indeed hoping to confirm this week with Ronnie Millsap that it will be April 30th. He and I sort of set that date together, and so I know I wrote it down, and he said he was writing it down, so we'll just touch back with him this week and make sure. On next Sunday's show, we are planning to bring Aubrey Webson on, and Aubrey Webson is going to talk with us about life in the Caribbean for people who are blind, which should be a fascinating show. Hi there, it's Marlena, and it's your turn. Who's this?
This is Brandon. How are you, Marlena?
Hey, Brandon, you actually did call in.
Yes, I did.
Now, are you the guy that has the Roomba?
No. I don't have a Roomba robotic vacuum. I'm the guy that did the Civil War podcast for Larry on BCT.
Okay. You sound in person a wee bit like, and I can't think of the guy's name with the Roomba.
That must be Darren Duff.
Yes, that's right. That's who it is.
Nope. I'm not Darren.
Okay. What's going on?
Not much. I'm just catching the last few minutes of your show. Had to run to Walmart right quick and get a few things.
Ah, good old Wally.
Yes. So.
Well.
Yep.
Well, I'm glad that you called in. Tell us about your Civil War podcast.
The Civil War podcast I did was, they had a Civil War reenactment here at the school where I'm attending last weekend, and what I basically did was took a tape recorder and interviewed one of the reenactors who was a color sergeant, I believe it was, and they reenacted the Revolutionary War from the 1860s and stuff, and I got some good stuff on that, so it was pretty interesting.
Wow, that's cool. Yeah, I'm a bit behind on my BCT podcasts,
mm-hmm.
So I haven't heard it yet, but I have it.
You have it?
I do.
Good.
Yes.
I submitted part two to Larry last night, but I don't know if he's gotten it up yet.
Yeah, and thank you for suggesting that Larry come back on. He and I have communicated. We thought we had a date,
mm-hmm.
And then he wrote me back and he said, whoops, I'm out of town that week, so it'll be sometime in the beginning of May.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you talk about, I think Larry burns up my phone lines almost as much as Ronnie Millsap does. Almost.
Larry's a great guy to communicate with. I've actually gotten some pretty good information out of him about a few questions I've had about MP3 recorders and stuff like that.
Yeah. Well, he certainly does more podcasting than anyone I know.
Yes, he does.
I mean, he is the king of the podcasts.
Yeah, well, some debate that. Some say Adam Curry is, but I prefer Larry. And I did love the CSUN conference stuff he did, too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was great.
Yes.
And it's great to have options and additional coverage. You know, even though we were doing stuff, he was doing stuff. And, you know, it is so wonderful that blind people have choices. And
mm-hmm.
The more, the better, I say.
Yes.
Yep. Well, all right, Mr. Brandon, I will be in touch with you, and I will certainly let you know when Larry's going to be on, since you requested him.
Thank you, Marlena, and
all right.
I enjoyed the show.
Well, thank you, and I hope that next time you won't have to go to Wally, but if you do, we'll be here when you get back.
All right, thank you.
All right, take
Bye-bye.
Care, Brandon. Bye-bye. Isn't that nice? 866-666-7926. Brandon emailed me earlier this week and said that he'd like to have Larry on. Larry ScootCon, come on. And I think I wrote him back. I said, why don't you call my show sometime? And by golly, he did. There you go. It's that easy. We've got about 10 more minutes to go, give or take, and I'd love to hear from you. Lots of first-time callers tonight. Let's see. We had Brandon. We had Frank from New York. We had Kenny. If I've forgotten anybody, oh, shame on me. Hi there, this is Marlena, and it's your turn.
Marlena, hi. This is Anisio. I'm calling from Atlanta, Georgia.
Hello, Anisio. How are you?
We have a wonderful show. And I just heard that next week on Sunday you're going to have one of my best friends on.
Ah.
And I won't be able to listen to it. I'm going to be at a place with no internet connection. Do you have these programs on archive?
Yes, and they're also available via podcast. But the show will be archived, so not to fear. Check back on the on-demand section of acbradio.org, probably by the Wednesday or Thursday of the following week.
I think what I'll do is I'll give you a call anyway just to say hello to you guys.
That'd be
great.
You
usually have your guests. You have your guests from 9 to 10, is that right?
Yes, Eastern, yes, yes. Yes, and I recognize you from Tuesday Topics.
That's right.
Because I did the air prep work for the voting show, and so I heard you on there.
That was a wonderful show. Well, say hello to Aubrey and, you know, tap his brain, because he can talk a lot about everything, you know, including the Caribbean, certainly, but a lot more.
Are you from the Caribbean as well?
No, I'm originally from Portugal.
Oh,
but Robbie and I worked together back in New York.
Ah,
days.
Great. And now you're in Atlanta.
No, I'm in Atlanta. Last time I talked to you, I think I was in Maine.
Wow, you get around.
I travel around, yes.
What are you doing in Atlanta?
I'm the director of rehab services at the Center for the Visually Impaired.
Well, that keeps you busy.
Yeah, it does.
Keeps you off the streets.
I'm sorry?
Keeps you off the streets.
Exactly.
Well, that's great. Well, I'm delighted that you called. And
have a wonderful show next week.
Thank you so much.
All right. Thanks, Marlena.
And do call in.
I will. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye. Ah, I thought I was back to doing the air prep work for Tuesday Topics when I heard Anicio. 866-666-7926. You know, we do this thing every Sunday night, Monday morning, depending on where you are. And once in a while, we play one of the more popular programs if for some reason I'm out of town or I'm ill or something. But we pretty much try to be here live and available for folks to call in. If you have an idea for a show, or if you yourself have some interesting things that you want to share, want to talk about, I would love to hear from you. My email address does appear in my closeout music, but let me just give it to you right now, and then you'll get it then as well. It's Marlena, Marlaina, at acbradio.org. We've gotten some really cool guests just because listeners have written. In fact, our guest last week was a recommendation from one of our listeners, and that was a great show. And that is in the on-demand section, by the way, if you want to catch Bonnie Bloss and hear a little bit about her story and what she is doing and how she landed a spot as a co-host on a 50,000-watt radio station. You know, it's all up there in the on-demand section, and I do try to get that updated by the Wednesday of the week following the day on which the show aired. I suddenly lost my train of thought. Oh, boy, let me tell you. Sit behind a microphone and talk for 2 hours and make sense at the end of the day. I don't know how people who get paid to do this actually do it. Anyway, I do try to get that updated by the Wednesday following the air date of the show. Sometimes it goes to the Thursday, but we definitely do get it done no later than the Thursday. So check it out. So as I said, next week we're going to have Aubrey Webson joining us to talk about life in the Caribbean for people who are blind. And there are some real issues in which ACB is extremely interested and have partnered with Aubrey and others on through the World Blind Union. So we're going to talk about that. The following week, we are still working on it, so I don't want to tell you what it is yet. The week of the 23rd, the week of the 30th, of course, we'll have Ronnie Millsap. He will be joining us from Nashville. And looking into May, we'll be setting up a date with Larry Skutkan. And we're going to do a show in May on advocacy. How do you advocate? What are some of the skills that an advocate needs to have in order to advocate effectively, and we're going to invite Sue Amateur to join us for that show. We may have another person on with her as well, but Sue Amateur is a long-time advocate and very, very effective in what she does, in her role, not only helping people with their issues, but in teaching people. You know, if somebody gives you a fish, you'll eat for a day, but if you learn how to fish, you've got a resource that'll last you for a lifetime. So we're gonna do that. We're gonna have Shannon Reese come on, and if those of you who do listen to ACB Radio Interactive, you may know who Shannon Reese is. We're gonna talk to her about parenting. As a blind mom, some of the things that she encounters. And, so we're probably going to do that show on Mother's Day, because I just think that's kind of fitting, and so does Shannon. So you can see there's a lot coming up. We're going to be bringing to you the various, affiliate presidents. We're going to be setting something up with Kathy Skivers, who is the president of the Government Employees Group. What are some of the issues blind people are facing in government employment? I'm sure we'll be hearing from Butch Arnold to hear about the BFLAG program at this year's convention. So lots of good stuff coming up, and you just need to come back here every week and check it out. That about wraps it up for tonight. I will look forward to seeing you all next week at this time and in this place. And have a great week. I'm Marlena, and this is the music of Lee Rettenhauer, A Little Dolphin Dreamin', as we go out for this week. It's been a joy to be with you, and I hope you'll come back next week right here on ACB Radio Mainstream. Let me thank the team that helps make all of this happen. That's Chrissy Cochran in the UK, Jeff Shang in Australia, and Gary the Board Guy in the other room. We'll be back again, same time, same place, next week here on ACB Radio Mainstream. But if you'd like to send me an email in the meantime, you can address it to Marlena. That's Marlaina at acbradio.org. Till we're together again, have a great week, and we'll see you next time, right here on Mainstream.